Coming up on today's edition of Keeping It Real Estate, we're going to talk about how national real estate trends are impacting the Salem, Oregon area and surrounding communities. We're going to zoom in on these national trends and say, are they really affecting the local market? Are sellers in the area going to be open to concessions? Have recent shifts in interest rates caused a change in the market? And what about remote work as we zoom in a little bit differently as well? Has that been a boon or perhaps a drag on the local housing market? We'll answer all those questions and more coming up on today's edition of Keeping It Real Estate.
Welcome to Keeping It Real Estate with Colleen Benson and the Benson Broker Group with Keller Williams. This is your go-to source for insights, expert guidance, and tips on making your real estate experience stress-free.
Colleen, time for another podcast. I hope you are doing well. What's going on in your life?
Hey, all things are good. We're just very busy. It feels good to be slightly sliding into the spring selling season. And I just feel like there's great energy out there. Agents are working hard. Buyers are excited. Our sellers, we've got happy sellers too. So it's just been a really good start to the year.
Yeah, if folks missed our one of our previous episodes, go back a few and you'll find our conversation about kind of the market update and specifically January numbers. And I think the fun thing that Colleen mentioned in that episode was how spring came early. And so not only actually outside, the groundhog didn't see a shadow, right? So he's,
right.
He's predicting an early spring, but then the spring market seemed to settle in on us early as well. So I know that energy, both of those things have you psyched and kind of ready to rock and roll for the year ahead.
So excited.
Well, let's talk about these national trends, Colleen. I've pulled these from several different sources, so I'm not going to name each one, but you know, the major ones, Realtor.com or Zillow articles or just various studies and things like that, have come out and talked about these national trends and stats. And we just want to do that thing where we zoom in locally and say, is this happening in the Salem area, in the surrounding communities? Or at least is it, maybe it's happening, maybe it's not. What is it teaching us about our local market in how it is the same or perhaps different from
and I love
trends.
This as you know I love this because what you hear on the national news is not what is
yes.
actually happening here. So
and you love your stats, so it all goes
yes.
hand in hand, right? All right, so here's one to get us kicked off with. Are home sellers making more concessions recently than in the past few years? And this is because there's a recent national stat that noted that a third of sales across the country recently have featured a seller concession. So what's the skinny locally?
Yes. The answer is yes. Sellers are making a little bit more concessions. And it's not a bad thing. It helps a deal come together, right?
Okay.
If a buyer needs help with their closing costs and they're willing to wrap it into the loan and the seller can help with closing costs, we're also seeing sellers help buyers with rate buy-downs, which is a really cool thing. It gets their interest rate lower and the seller pays a couple grand towards that. And all in all, you know, back when we were in that frenzy and buyers were out there and they couldn't, you know, they're overbidding, couldn't get into a property, being beat out like 23 times before they got one. It's really not like that right now. We're feeling more of an even market. We do still have less supply than demand. So we have more buyers than we have homes to sell them. However, things are just seem to be a little bit more easier when it comes to the negotiation, the art of the negotiation, where buyers can get what they want and need, and sellers are willing to compromise a little bit on that. So yes.
Yeah. You like operating in that world, right? Where things are a little more even, like you can kind of have a happy buyer and a happy seller.
Yeah,
instead of
it just feels fair, you know?
Yeah.
Just like our my closing recap, like the buyer got the house for a full price offer and we didn't have a frenzy of multiple offers. Seller's very happy with the timeline and the price and everybody wins.
Yeah, it's nice. It's like bringing compromise and you know, normal negotiation back to the equation a little bit, at least for now, Colleen. We'll
yeah.
see what the rest of the year brings. Who knows? All right, so that one's a yes. National trend does match up with the Salem area. What about this next one? Has the recent downtick in interest rates caused several new offers to come through? The national trends say that that's happening. Sounds like from our previous episode, you're pretty on board with this one.
Yes. Yeah, we are in agreement with that as far as locally versus nationally.
And it didn't take much, right? It didn't take much of a decrease for people to get excited.
I feel like it wasn't just the interest rate downtick. I feel like buyers are just, you know, they know that they're probably unlikely never going to see those rates in the U.S. at 3% again, right? So they're okay.
Reality finally set in for people,
you think? It has. It's really settled. Like, and they're not going to be able to outweigh the interest rates coming down versus the equity they're going to grow in their house month over month, year over year. And I think that the buyers are finally realizing that. So yes, all my lenders are saying that mortgage applications are way up from where they've been in probably over a year. So yeah, absolutely.
Thinking of selling your home but feeling overwhelmed by the process? Start simple. Discover your home's value with just a few clicks or a quick text. Here's how. Text Oregon to 21,000 or click the link in our show description. Answer a few easy questions and voila, get a free instant estimate based on the latest local market data. Kick off your selling journey with ease. Text Oregon to 21,000 or tap the link now.
All right, here's another national trend and the question that stems from it. A national stat shows that this particular figure that I'm going to tell you is at a 13-year low. And here's the figure. Existing home sales lower than ever in the past decade. Again, that's kind of what this national stat is showing. So are you seeing that same thing, that dip in home sales? And I guess that's speaking to the inventory issues, perhaps?
So closed sales for January were down 11% over closed sales in December. And so if they're looking at that kind of data, then yes, but let's look, that's like a lag measure. Let's look at a lead measure. And our lead measure is that how many homes are going into contract in January. And that's really, you know, what you need to measure to be able to determine that the home sales, existing home sales are lower than ever. I don't agree with that. I agree that maybe that we've seen that last quarter, but we're not going to see it this quarter.
Yeah, great analysis on that, I think, Colleen. And, you know, maybe just a rough December. Don't let that think that it's going to then be a terrible rest of 2024. So I love how you look forward to get the full picture rather than just looking at the past. That tells more of the full story for sure. All right, there was another national survey that showed that mortgage rates are now the biggest worry for agents, Colleen, surpassing the worries about inventory problems. Is that the case for you and other local agents?
That realtors are worried about mortgage rates?
Yeah, I guess for the longest time, the top worry of realtors was inventory, and now they're saying it's flipped to mortgage rates.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's a worry. I think it's just learning the scripts and learning the dialogues that we have to have the conversations with our clients. When we sit down with a buyer's consult, we do talk about mortgage rates. We talk about locking in a rate. We talk about getting you into a home and refinancing if and when they come down. And we talk about your monthly payment affordability and your debt to income ratio. And those are the conversations that really truly matter when you're looking to buy a house. Not rates went up a half a point or a point. Oh my gosh, now, you know, maybe you don't want to buy a house. So we just kind of switch off that conversation. At least that's how I coach my team, to make sure we're having the right conversations, answering our clients' questions, but not providing them with stress or worry. We'll just work on that monthly payment that fits their needs.
Well, speaking of inventory issues, Colleen, that's actually the next national trend and stat. It seems like it is indeed a problem everywhere, but I'm wondering if we can just simplify the whole conversation. And if you can put it on a scale of 1 to 10 for us, how bad is it in the greater Salem area?
Inventory. No, I mean, I feel like there's some great homes coming on the market.
Okay.
I would say inventory is really exciting right now because there's some really great homes hitting the market that are well priced. So I'd say we're at a 6.
A 6, okay. So it's like, it's a problem, it's an issue, but maybe not as overblown perhaps as the national media or the national trends would indicate.
And knowing what my team has in our pipeline over the next few months gets me very excited for what the rest of the industry in the greater Salem area has coming in the next few months. I think we're going to just see a lot of great homes hitting the market at prices that we can help buyers get into.
Very cool. That's awesome. All right, last one, Colleen, national trends. Do you think the explosion of remote work, this one's not necessarily like what's happening this month, but just a broader view, the explosion in remote work over the past few years, do you think it has helped or hurt the Greater Salem area real estate market? Or no impact at all, I suppose, would be a third option.
For Salem, I think it's helped. Okay. Because people can remote work and they don't have to live so close to Portland, or those that used to commute into Portland can remote work from the Salem area. So I would say it definitely helps. And it's a trend that's not going to go away, right?
Yeah. Let me throw curveballs at you. Go around your sort of coverage area. Would you say that applies to everybody, or would it be different for the coast? Would it be different for places like Dallas and some of those communities?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you see people moving out of the city. So you see people moving to Salem from the Portland market, but then you see Salem people moving out like Dallas or the coast or east. They're going east. They're going Staten and further east or whatnot.
Gotcha.
So the... I mean, I would just say that the growth of remote work, it didn't just like spur on that home buying, but it's also contributed to prices going up as you get further and further out of the city, if that makes sense.
Interesting. Yeah. So there's been maybe a more leveling of the playing field and not as much of a benefit price-wise of going out 15 miles, where in the past that could save you tons and tons of money. Now it's a little bit of savings, but not as much as it used to because there's more demand for those areas.
Definitely.
Makes a lot of sense. Well, those are some of the national trends. If you see something nationally and you're like, I wonder if this applies, you know, to my area. Is this going to affect me when I go to buy or sell my home? Well, I got a great place that you can go to answer that question. In fact, you can have a one-on-one conversation with Colleen, and she can help put that into context for you, into your specific situation, so you can accomplish your real estate goals. If you are anywhere in the Greater Salem area, throughout the Willamette Valley, up to Portland, down to Bend, along the Oregon coast, or anywhere in between, that's Colleen's service area and the Benson Broker Group team. You can get in touch with them easily by going to BensonBrokerGroup.com. We're going to put the contact info in the description of today's show so you can find it easily. And you can even call or text Colleen directly at 503-830-9467. When you work with Colleen and the Benson Broker Group team, you're going to find out why they've been winners of the Gold Award for Best Real Estate Team in the Willamette Valley several of the past couple of years, and also why they've been in the top 1% of Oregon realtors over the past couple of years as well. They're the number one Keller Williams team in the Salem market as well. So get in touch with one of those two ways by calling 503-830-9467 or go online to BensonBrokerGroup.com. Colleen, thanks for all the help on the episode today. Really enjoyed it.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for your help, Walter. Have a great day.
We'll see everybody next time right back here on Keeping It Real Estate.